Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time for my favorite part of the show, not because we get the news of the day, we get to hear Erica melt down.
News. News.
I was going to let Jesus. Her go.
News.
No.
News.
No. That went really well.
Is to decide. This is news or no.
It's news or nope. We hear the actual news stories of the day presented by people who don't know anything about anything.
We all have nopes again. Yes, we do.
Ooh,
who even used their nopes last week?
All of us.
We did?
I don't think I did.
I don't think, yeah.
I did.
Tiak always uses his bad, like a bad NBA
it.
Coach with a timeout.
He waits till like someone's almost done with their story. And then he's like,
no, but it's like, what are you doing, man?
I do hoard it. You're right. That's really weird.
All right.
Good evening. Thank you for joining the program. Good news for fans of Harry Styles. A Love on Tour Forever documentary is in the works. It looks like we're really hoping it's true. It says 173 shows, 5 continents, millions of hearts, one message, love. A colorful, heartfelt look at Harry Styles' Love on Tour.
Is that the tour that's already happened or a new tour coming up?
No, it's the one that already happened. So they filmed it. So it'd be like the Eras Tour.
Yeah, it seems a little.
This feels a little late because also there's rumors that he's going to have a new album, and I'm like, but we're stuck on the last one.
So
I mean, he toured that for like 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
How many did you see?
I saw two.
I think I only went to one.
How many did our twisted too old
like
to
eight.
Follow? Okay. Yep. She's in.
Let's not talk ill.
Yeah. She's a wonderful woman.
You guys go to a lot of shows. You both had to genuinely think about it.
Yeah.
How many?
Well, because times also,
you saw...
he was touring that show for like 2 years.
Kind of like the Eras Tour. It went on for a really long time.
So you could almost see it in your own market more than once.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Or market adjacent.
Yeah. Okay.
But like Aaron
I
went to see him in
nine,
new.
Yeah. But nine?
How many? Nine times.
Yeah.
All right, so we're and that's coming out on.
We don't know because it's a rumor. We don't actually know if it's
where was that rumor coming from.
It was found on what is Letterboxd.
That is a movie review site. So
oh, okay.
If I'm correct.
Okay, so
it is rumored to be released this fall.
I'm just curious: is this called rumor or nope, or is this called news or nope?
It is called The Slacker Show. So kind of adjacent to this isn't real news.
I'm just saying, I just think it should be news.
Good evening.
Good evening. Do you have a rumor or do you have something hard?
I have something real that's happening.
Okay.
And TSA is asking for this to please stop because people keep coming and trying to use their Costco cards.
Oh God, I want to use my nope so bad. It's too early in the week. Don't you ever speak ill of Costco, young lady.
She's not. She's speaking ill of the dummies that are giving TSA.
These are not dummies. These are Costco card holders.
Okay. That doesn't get you through security.
It's got your picture on it.
No.
They had to share TSA, like TSA shared on Facebook.
TSA, TSA, TSA.
You can't start
it.
You can't start a chant with T. Eck and I, especially if it's got an essay in it.
I actually didn't start a chant. I don't know what to tell you other than that's just the name of the bureau. I don't know what they are. They had to post to Facebook and tell people, we love hot dogs and rotisserie chickens as much as the next person, but please stop telling people their Costco card counts as a real ID. It absolutely does not.
Okay.
People could be a little smarter.
Okay. But you know now, what's the real ID mean? Like, you have to have a star or something?
Yeah.
Is there a star on your ID?
You got to have the real ID as of May 7th to travel even in the country. But if you have a passport, not a real ID, that's okay.
Okay.
Which, could they have come up with a better name? Because real ID implies fake ID.
Yeah.
Like, if you have written, like, this isn't fake. This is just my old one.
Can I just say this? My son and his mother got into a knockdown drag out over that exact thing.
Oh.
Because he's flying to Creighton to go check it out or whatever. And she's like, do you have a real ID? He's like, yeah, I have a driver's license. And she's like, no, do you have a real ID? He's like, yeah, how stupid are you, Mom? And like, they did a whole Abbott and Costello who's on first thing. And I'm like, no, it's the,
the name is silly.
You got to name it something better than, because.
Like ID Plus.
Yes, something like that.
Mm. Colorado did like, start that a few years ago, like way before anyone else.
Oh, so he did have one probably. Oh. Okay. Anyway, sorry about that, ex-wife.
Good evening.
Good evening.
In a story that affects Erica, perhaps.
No.
What do you think the most dangerous thing a couple can do for their relationship before they get married?
Oh, no.
And Erica might have done it. We'll tell you in 7 minutes.
Here's the thing.
Is it get a dog?
No.
Okay.
That's
no.
what I was
That's
thinking.
That's a good guess, though.
You're tapping into something about Erica. Couple things. One, she's obsessed about her relationship. That's a good thing.
I think that's good.
I'm not saying that's a negative.
It took me a long time to rebuttal that.
No, like, that's a good thing.
Very single for a very long time. This is shocking to everyone.
What is very single in jail?
I was alone my whole life, except for a couple of very bad relationships. So anyway, I'm fine.
You could not be making me feel any less pathetic right now. I like it. Is that more pathetic? Doesn't matter. The other thing is she's also a worrywart. So are you sure you want to do this? Are you sure you don't want to throw a nope at him?
Because no, I really want to know, because then I want to know if I should worry about it.
Oh,
I could just leave her on edge.
My God. That is the most diabolical thing that's ever been suggested on the show. So there's something that Erica's doing that could ruin her relationship.
I don't know if she's doing it.
Oh.
Are you going to do it, Aaron, or am I going to do it?
Don't you dare. No.
Or am I doing it? I'll do it.
Just tell us.
Okay.
What is it?
The worst thing a couple can do before they get married for their relationship.
I'm sweating.
Is borrow money together specifically to pay for the wedding.
From loved ones or from a bank?
I think it just says borrow
money. And it really ties into how expensive the wedding is. The more expensive the wedding, the kind of worse off you are is what the story is saying. So like if you keep your under a certain amount, don't borrow a bunch of money, you'll be all good.
I just remembered, I'm not borrowing it. It's just mine to keep.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9. Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.